Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to this week's English Khutbah, and the topic is the gates of paradise. Alhamdulillah. All praises are due to Allah, the Lord of all the worlds. He is the one who has made paradise a reward for those who are obedient, and He has opened its gates for the worshippers to enter thereby, wherein He has designated a gate specifically for those who fast. And I bear witness that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah alone, without any partners. And I bear witness that our Master and our Prophet Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and messenger. And he shall be the first to knock on the doors and gates of paradise. O Allah, bestow your blessings and peace upon him, his family, his companions, and those who follow them and him in the best of ways until the last day. Amma ba'd, to continue. I advise you, O servants of Allah, to have the taqwa of Allah, for verily it is the desired aim and fruit of our fasting, and it is that through which our deeds will be accepted and measured. Our ranks will be determined, and ultimately will be the means by which we either save our souls from the fires of perdition and are able to enter ourselves into the gardens of eternal bliss. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, هَذَا ذِكْرٌ وَإِنَّ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ لَهُسْنَ مَآبٍ جَنَّاتِ عَدْنٍ مُفَتَّحَةً لَهُمُ الْأَبْوَابِ. This is a reminder, and indeed for those of taqwa is the best of places of return, gardens of perpetual residence, whose doors will be opened unto them. O you who believe, we are in the blessed month of Ramadan in these first few days, and we will be cognizant of this great opportunity that we have. And for this, there is glad tidings. For in this month, the doors or gates of paradise are opened with all of their greatness and vastness. And they're opened specifically because the act of fasting is a means by which we can demonstrate our obedience and worship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this in turn becomes a path whereby we can enter into these gates of paradise. For the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَا جَاءَ رَمَضَانَ فُتِحَتْ أَبْوَابُ الْجَنَّةِ, that when Ramadan comes, the gates of paradise are opened. And what are these gates of paradise? The hadith tell us that there are 8 gates, and the distance between each of these doors or gates of them is as if they are masiratu arba'ina sana, a journey of 40 years. وَلَا يَأْتِيَنَّ عَلَيْهَا يَوْمٌ وَهُوَ كَظِيظٌ مِنَ الزِّحَامِ. And there will come a day upon them, despite the vastness of these gates, that they will be crowded with people. So the Prophet ﷺ informed us, and he said, O you who yearn for paradise and its delights, who rejoice, we should reflect that we are in a blessed month, in which the gates of paradise have opened before us, and they have opened so that we can be facilitated through these forms of worship to enter them. This also means, brothers and sisters, that we need to get to work. We need to engage in the tangible change and behavior and forms of worship that demonstrate that we are of those who can enter these gates. This means that we preserve our prayers at the appointed times, that we strive to fulfill all of the obligatory and voluntary acts that draw us nearer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that when we pray, we don't pray just going through the motions, but that we pray with a state of khushu', reverential humility, and a state of Islam in our hearts, submission towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, فَمَنْ كَانَ مِنْ أَهْلِ الصَّلَاةِ دُعِيَ مِنْ بَابِ الصَّلَاةِ, that whoever is of the people of prayer, he will be called on that day to enter into Jannah from the gate of prayer. Likewise, brothers and sisters, we should strive to make our fasting as complete, full of excellence, and through adherence to goodliness as we can. For there will be people who will be called to enter paradise from the gate of Rayyan. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam informed us, saying, "Inna fil jannati baban yuqalu lahu ar-Rayyan," that in paradise there is a gate or door called Rayyan. "Yadkhulu minhu as-sa'imuna yawm al-qiyamah," and that on the day of judgment, those who fast will enter into paradise thereby. "La yadkhulu minhum ahadun ghayruhum," and none shall enter through that gate except them. "Yuqalu ayna as-sa'imun," and it will be said to those as entering the gate, "Where are those who fast?" فَيَقُومُونَ لَا يَدْخُلُ مِنْهُ أَحَدٌ غَيْرْهُمْ, and they will stand up, and no one will enter these gates except them. So brothers and sisters, we wish to be from these people who can enter into paradise through the weight and sincerity of our fasts. And it is not just prayer and fast that are from the gates of paradise. There is also charity. For charity is such a thing that it increases our scales of goodness on the day of judgment. And it is also a means by which we can enter into the gardens of perpetual bliss through a door or gate unto paradise. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, وَمَنْ كَانَ مِنْ أَهْلِ الصَّدَقَةِ دُعِيَ مِنْ بَابِ الصَّدَقَةِ, and whoever is of the people of charity, they will be called into paradise from the gate of charity. Likewise, O servants of Allah, it is important that in this blessed month, we do not neglect the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is like a shield for us from the fire, and it too is a gate from the gates of paradise. As Qais ibn Sa'd radiallahu anhu narrates, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to him, "Ala adulluka ala babin min abwab al-jannah?" "Shall I not guide you to a gate from the gates of paradise?" "Qultu bala." He said, "Yes." I said, "Certainly." And he, alayhi salatu wasalam, said, "La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah." That this statement saying, "La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah," true embodiment of this statement, this form of dhikr, is from the means of entering into the gate from the gates of paradise. And so the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in affirming this, is affirming the virtue of dhikr. And there were aspects of dhikr that sometimes are connected to certain acts, such as the dhikr that is done when completing wudu. In praising the meticulousness in wudu, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ma minkum min ahadin yatawadda'u fayusbighu alwudu'a thumma yaqul ashhadu an la ilaha illa Allah وَأَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولُهُ إِلَّا فُتِحَتْ لَهُ أَبْوَابُ الْجَنَّةِ الثَّمَانِيَةِ يَدْخُلُ مِنْ أَيُّهَا شَاءُ." That none of you performs their wudu and perfects it, and then says, "أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ, I bear witness that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah. وَأَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولُهُ, and that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the messenger of Allah and his servant. Except that the 8 gates of paradise become opened for such a person, and he can enter through whichever of them he pleases. So, brothers and sisters, we can see the power here of dhikr when combined with ibadah. And so, brothers and sisters, in narrating these various ahadith and in referencing how these different gates of paradise are opened when connecting to different forms of worship, we recognize that this is the month for us to strive. This is the month in which there is almost those who are seeking good. Now is the time to draw nearer to good. سَابِقُوا لَمَغْفِرَةِ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ, to hasten towards the forgiveness from your Lord. And in the next world, in the paradise, inshallah ta'ala, that is when the winners will be determined. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَيُدْخِلُهُمُ الْجَنَّةَ عَرَّفَهَا لَهُمْ, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enter the believers into paradise, which he has made known to them. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, وَالَّذِي نَفْسُ مُحَمَّدٍ بِيَدِهِ لَأَحَدُهُمْ بِمَسْكَنِهِ فِي الْجَنَّةِ أَدُلُّ بِمَنْزِلِهِ كَانَ فِي الدُّنْيَا. He said, by him in whose hands the life of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is, each and every one of the believers will recognize their dwelling in paradise as being better than the way they would recognize their dwelling in this world. So they'll recognize their dwelling in paradise in a better manner than they would recognize their dwelling in the world. So brothers and sisters, let us prepare for that day. Let us perform our deeds so that we can be from those who are successful. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا تُوَفُّونَ أُجُورَكُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ فَمَنْ زُحْزِهَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةَ فَقَدْ فَازْ وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ. That every soul will taste death, and you will only be given your full compensation on the Day of Judgment. So he who is drawn away from the fire and admitted to paradise has attained unto the victory of what they ultimately desire. And verily, this life of this world is nothing except the enjoyment of delusion. So brothers and sisters, we ask to be preserved and protected from the delusory nature of this world, that we wake up and that we see this world as an arena to sow our deeds, to be sincere for the sake of Allah, so that we can be of those who have that life of everlasting bliss in His Jannah, in His paradise, and of those who are saved from the fires of perdition. I say this and I seek forgiveness for myself and for you. So seek forgiveness for Him, for He is the most forgiving and the most merciful. And with that comes to an end this week's English khutbah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This khutbah was brought to you by Idha'atul Quran Abu Dhabi.